Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. A lot of my marketing inspiration comes from industries away from the trade space. I think that's where you find the best stuff. You see, you observe things that are working in that space. You can twist them and utilize them that they can then work in your trade business. And that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. And I had a great experience and just an observation over the weekend from a really funky company called Ota.com. So the story goes, I was looking for a tie for a wedding that's coming up in 2 or 3 weeks. So I went shopping locally out of the DFO, and there's several suit, tie stores, whatever in there. Went into 2 or 3 of them, and they didn't have the particular shade of green that I wanted. I wanted an olive green. So what happened was, went into one store, asked the gentleman behind the counter, and then he said, no, we don't have it, but I can guarantee you this company has. She just goes, go to that website, otta.com. So we did, we jumped online, and sure enough, they had about 50 different shades of green. They've got everything under the sun on that website. What caught my eye about that website was just the character and personality that the website had to make it memorable. And that's the thing about being a memorable company or just being a vanilla plain company. So with this website, if you go to that website, I'll put a link in the show notes, just have a squiz. But if you click on our story, it goes on and on. It's a very animal themed website, but the story goes that they had a monkey that was going for a job interview, and they sailed high and low and they couldn't find the perfect tie for the monkey. So they decided to start this company that makes ties, makes the best ties, any type of ties that you want, which is a funny, humorous story. And it goes on, and there's animals, there's dinosaurs, giraffes, all sorts of stuff introduced into it, which just gives them personality. So that was it. I picked the tie, put it in the basket, ordered it. Got a really nice email come through, and this is what the email said. Alan, we picked your order out by gently picking it from the shelves with Japanese chopsticks and placing it on a silk pillow. We had a specifically trained team of excommunicated runaway models to look at your order to make sure it was perfect. They all gasped in amazement of how good your choice of Ota gear was. One of them rolled over and went into tears. He no longer works with us. Once that part was done, our small team of 9 people got together and celebrated your order by baking a cake with your name on it. After the celebration, we carefully packed your item into our extremely rare packing that was designed by the same guy who invented Glad Wrap. At least he told us. We then happily marched down to the post office with your parcel and waved a single tear goodbye. Your order has now been sent. So that was the first part, which was pretty humorous. Then the package arrived, and it had 3 large badges that you could stick on the fridge, on whatever. And it said certified handsome bastard. I just thought it was a cool touch that they put on it. It just makes that company more memorable. So to the untrained eye, that message that I read out in the email looks very unique, and it looks like they've come up with it. But in marketing circles, that's been around for many years. It's actually originated from a company called CD Baby back in the days when you could order CDs. Some of you kids probably don't even remember what a CD is, but that's where it originated from. But they've put their own twist on it. It's very close to the original, but they've just tailored it to their suiting. But again, it's cool. It's unique. It makes that company memorable. So I suppose what the key takeaway is, don't be a boring company. Even when it comes to things like writing emails or responding to emails to your clients, put a bit of personality and character into them. You don't have to be boring. Dear madam, dear sir, kind regards, best wishes. Like who says that in real life? You don't walk up the street and have a chat and walk away from someone and say best wishes. So I just don't like that. I like adding personality. And it's just, at the end of the day, as mentioned before, it's human to human sales. When you're dealing with a client, particularly one-on-one in the residential space. For example, with my electrical business, I put best wiring just as my email signature. Yes, it's silly, but it gets comments. Previously to that, actually, funny enough, I had We Get Cables Anywhere, and I had a client and I couldn't get a cable to that location, and they pulled me up on the email signature. Why? Because it was memorable. We had a chuckle over it, and that's why I changed my email signature. But just have a think, have a look at your business. What can you change to make it more personal, that it speaks to your ideal client? What can you twist? What can you adjust? Just make your company more memorable. If you blend in with the crowd, you're just going to become vanilla. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email, and I'll speak to you soon.